Water in Luxeuil-les-Bains. The Morbief Canal and the Etang de la Poche Lake bear witness to Luxeuil-les-Bains' industrial past. Water, water, everywhere, and plenty of story to tell. In the Middle Ages, in 1290, Abbot Thidebaud de Faucogny had the Morbief Canal dug out to divert the water from the river Brechin to the abbey. The prefix Mor refers to the slight slope of the canal, and Bief means irrigation channel. 40 years after the canal was built, the Etang de la Poche saw the light of day. It was a vital stock of water for the water wheels in the mills to keep the town supplied with fish and to protect the ramparts. In 1706, the abbey acquired the plot of land between the monastery and the Rue des Lavoirs. Part of the Morbief was diverted to irrigate this newly acquired land. In the 12th and 13th centuries, the monks had a water-powered mill built on the land where the car park on the Rue des Lavoirs now is. The monks maintained the canal until 1789. After the revolution, the Morbief became the property of the town. The town was pleased to be able to use it, but not so keen on the maintenance. Many washhouses sprang up in Luxeuil. Gathering and gossip places, they were to women what the cafes were to men, and this is also where the Rue des Lavoirs got its name. Lavoir means wash house in French. At the beginning of the street, you can still just make out the spot where a wash house once stood. See if you can find it. With the Industrial Revolution of the start of the 19th century, water from the Morbief was used by the townspeople and also by the tanners. In 1832, the Etang de la Poche acquired a spinning mill. To the east of Luxeuil, a new industrial district grew up around another mill. This is where the Rue des Cannes and the Rue des Tanneurs now are. The Morbief Canal was often a bone of contention. One of the owners of the Poche mill once changed the actual flow rate of the canal in order to meet the needs of his factory. This rather selfish action led to regular flooding of the Rue des Cannes. Luxeuil lost count of the number of complaints and legal actions between neighbours and competing factory owners. In 1858, the town set up a water department that would be in charge of canal usage. In the 20th century, with the arrival of electricity and water in people's houses, the canal was no longer of any interest and fell into disuse. Nevertheless, in the 1970s, some locals were still using the water from the Morbief. And today, the Morbief Canal and the Etang de la Poche are inviting places for walkers to take a stroll among the greenery of Luxeuil-les-Bains, spa town par excellence, where taking the waters has many meanings.